The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you dumb.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 4. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back!
Did you miss us? Did you miss
Did
us?
Did you miss us?
Did you? Because we're here. We're here again. Did you miss us? We were just here like yesterday. Did you miss us? Because we're here.
Back to back, y'all. Back to back episodes.
We're here.
So we have a drama-filled episode. This is not going to be for the faint at heart. I'm just going to say that right now. So I say we jump into it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did we mention
we're here? We're here. Yes, there's also quiet discussion because
we're here.
It's us. It's me. How can I not talk about the Wyatts on one of my own shows? Because, you know, I have, no shows to talk about it on. Anyway!
We're here.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into Episode 4 of Season 6 of Total Divas, so you don't want to miss it. This is The Rack Extra, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Break.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
WWE superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 4. Gee, it feels like we just did this.
I know, right?
I know, you know, it's funny. It's a strange sense of deja vu. Oh, wait, right. We did.
We're getting all caught up. That's the thing.
We're seeing Total Bellas recaps. We're seeing Total Divas recaps. We're seeing, you know, we're talking about Brian's breakdown.
Oh, hey, look at Nikki's boobs.
And, well, now we are in beautiful Lake Tahoe? Yes, Lake Tahoe. And, oh my goodness, it's a Dean Ambrose. We are going paddleboarding, it looks like, with Dean and Renee.
Hey, it's Danae.
It's Danae.
Yes, that's her ship name, everyone. Oh, God, he's very hungover. Dean is hungover, everybody.
Shocker. Oh, Renee looks cute in her suit.
Yeah, she does. Bend and snap. She thinks her bathing suit's going to turn a thong, and she's like, sorry, you're welcome. Oh, God, it's going to go bad, isn't it?
Dean's going in the water. Are they doing... Wait, they're doing yoga on paddle boards in the lake. Paddle board yoga.
Dean's getting seeing the full moon. Or maybe it's not yoga. Maybe it's how they do it. I guess. I don't know.
No, that's yoga. They're doing yoga on paddleboard. God, that's got to be... Oh, and Renee's in the water.
I'm not letting you break my chi.
And yep, that is a full moon. All right. These girls, they don't even know my situation. And you know what? They don't deserve to know my situation. Page. Oh dear. Oh dear. It's that episode, y'all. We're seeing the obligatory backstage shots. We're in Biloxi, Mississippi for SmackDown with Renee and Paige, and then Eva Maurice and Natty.
Hey, it's Natty.
It's Natty.
You know, we did an interview with her for Total Divas, right? It's available at rockradioshow.com, right? You know this?
Did we? Oh my god, we should totally go check it out after this.
I think we should. Everyone else should at rockradioshow.com. It's Natty versus Charlotte.
It's a wild Charlotte.
Natty wants her more TV time, so she's getting her title shot against the champ. Or just facing off the champ, rather. There's a Paige roaming around backstage.
Paige is talking about how she's had a lot of TV time.
She's been out of the scene for a few months now. Paige is feeling the frustrations. Is she not good enough to be in the spotlight? She's not in a positive mind frame.
That's never good. And we're in Aberdeen. Aberdeen. We're at Bree and Brian's, where they're gardening. That's a lot of berries.
The rule of picking raspberries. Pick a few, eat a few. Nikki's been invited to the house for the weekend.
And Bree's talking about Brian and Nikki's relationship, how it's kind of complicated. You know, they bicker, they fight, and then they're fine. Oh, and we're going back over the fight. Yay, the fight.
The glorious fight. Brian is like, he'll be in good mood unless she criticizes our house.
Oh dear, this is going to be bad. I can feel it.
he doesn't want Nikki to ruin his sanctuary. But then, like, you know, she can walk her Louis Vuitton store and then you can just put things in them. Those heels. Natty and Eva are holding their ears for the raw pyro. Eva has not gotten her schedule for next week. She's not booked for anything. Natty's booked for the next 2 months solid, and Eva has nothing booked.
That's no bueno. Basically, Eva's not happy with her position right now.
Bad news, Corona strikes again.
Yep.
Wonder if that's where Bad News Barrett came from. Bad news, Corona.
Could be. It could be. And now we see Nikki arriving. She's meeting her, I think that's Mama Bella. Yeah, that's Mama Bella. She looks super cute. Oh, hey, there are boobs.
They're all there. And now she's adjusting herself.
Well, basically, the top of her dress is not staying closed, so everything's just sort of
there.
Falling out.
Nikki wants her muscles. She feels like something's missing from her, so she wants to get back in the ring.
She's not done yet.
She realized the ring is her best friend, and she wants to go back.
And she's saying, she wants Brian to be her coach.
Does Nikki not realize the situation Brian's in?
I think she does, but I guess she thinks it's better. I don't know, but Brian made that. I no, honey, no.
Oh, look, her boobs just popped out again.
Get the girl a safety pin
or a bra.
Bra won't help her in that case. Hey, it's Summer Rae and Natty. They're getting along. They're wearing their get-along shirt. They're wearing super. They're eating super fatty foods.
They asked on Twitter, "What would their if they had their own show? What would you call it?" I said, "Hearts of Summer." Hey, look, it's Del Rio and Paige.
Oh, it just got super super awkward.
He's a Latino male
who's handsome and fiery and very married. And now they're asking her how they got together. Natty's horrified.
She complimented his hair, and then it went from there.
Natty is, like, minorly horrified. And when I say minorly, I mean really. Oh, God, he's married.
But Paige is in love. And they're in the I love you phase already. All right.
Okay. Where do we start? Where do we want to start?
You're leading the ship, so where do you want to start?
Let's save Paige and Del Rio. We've already talked about this at length on the Rack, and I believe on this show too, but we're gonna save that. Save it. Let's talk about Nikki.
So,
and Brian. And
Nikki, Brian, and Bri. I thought you just meant Nikki and her situation.
No, get her a safety pin. She'll be fine.
Okay.
Somebody's got a safety pin somewhere.
Somewhere. Someone must. Anyway, the situation that's going on with the three of them.
So Nikki's ready to make her comeback. She's ready to start training again, which is awesome because, you know, she's recovered from her neck injury. She's all good to go. And she wants to start training again. And rather than asking John, she's asking Brian, which is interesting in and of itself, but it's also there's Brian's situation that we have to take into account, which is that Brian, this is coming off Mania, so Brian is not in the best of mindsets still.
He's still recuperating.
And being asked to help somebody with a comeback after he's basically been denied his career and had to accept that his career is over may not be the best thing for him right now. Like, I think it's super sweet of Nikki that she wants to ask Brian, that she wants to involve him, because she views him that highly as a performer that, hey, she wants to learn from him because he has all these really great skills. And that's amazing that she wants to learn that, but it's like, is that really the best thing for Brian? Mm-hmm. And only Brian can answer that.
Right.
That's the thing. Nobody but him can say, yes, this is okay, or no, it's not okay. But it's just like, just looking at what we've seen in the situation, it's like, maybe right now it's not the best of ideas.
He's still trying to find his inner zen.
Especially given the amount of resources that Nikki has at her fingertips with the Performance Center, and all the trainers there, with John Cena.
Her new stepfather-in-law.
Yeah, her new stepfather. You know, it's... there's no, it's just stepfather.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So it's... she has a multitude of other resources available at her fingertips, basically. So it's like, it's just... to me, it's interesting that she's going with Brian.
He has good psychology.
Well, it makes me wonder if something else is up, which we'll get into later. As we're back in LA, at Miz and the Maurice's house, and yes, I called her Maurice because she's the Maurice. We're admiring each other in our bikinis. We're popping Dom.
Popping bottles in the bikinis, you know, that whole thing.
And getting in the hot tub. Maurice is chilling out while the hubby is filming.
Maurice is in Marine 5, as we mentioned. We thought she would be. She got a part.
So she's leaving in a few days. They're waving at the camera because he has a security camera.
Eva has no opportunities.
She's ready to get going. She's ready to get cooking. She wants to be in a storyline. Maurice is telling her to do the thing.
Maurice knows she has balls. Don't grow balls, but we know you have balls. Go out and do it. Make it happen.
Maurice is telling her to go for it.
We have a cheers. Now we're headed to Aberdeen, Washington. Bree wants them to rekindle Brian and Nikki to rekindle their relationship. It's been a little awkward.
Basically, and then Bree's like, don't talk about wrestling. And Nikki's like, well, what am I going to talk to him about? She had to Google all
of Brian. Yes. Bree didn't know it, and Nikki had to Google it, thinking it was friendship.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm not going to judge. 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 I'm good.
Google is your friend, so we're buying an olive branch.
Wait, we're buying a literal olive tree?
Yeah, we are. They went to the store and they bought one.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I kind of like it.
And now they're trying to fit
this big
an olive tree
into
in this tiny-ass little car. This is amazing.
He will appreciate this, I have a feeling.
They just shoved an olive tree in a Honda Fit, y'all. I have no words. Just no words.
All I know is Brian will appreciate that.
They have come bearing fruit.
This is a blondes only meeting with Maurice, Renee, Natty, and Lana at the moment. All blonde everything.
The blondes unite.
Blonde fight club. Paige was supposed to come.
She's a former blonde, does that count?
I guess so.
Basically, they're all very concerned about Paige.
Renee's like, wait, what's going on? She never got on the flight to Tulsa, where she took some personal time, and she stopped in Texas, where Del Rio lives.
Basically, they're all very, very concerned about her.
Yeah.
And what's going on? She's missing work, she's being irresponsible, they're seeing a lot of unhealthy things going on. Obviously, you know, they're a little concerned about the relationship with Del Rio, because again, he's married! I am not going to stop saying that, just so everybody is aware. I'm going to harp on that a lot. And Brian's very, like, oh, thank you so much for the tree, it was very thoughtful. Nikki wants to go to a winery, because, you know, Brian doesn't drink.
Like, we can drive us home from our drinking, and then we can plant the tree.
And he's like, you've been here 15 minutes, and you're planning our lives.
Renee fixes Natty's dress, and we're at TV, and there's Rusev and Lana playing with one another.
They're so cute. And we see Renee arriving, talking to everybody.
As Sasha quickly ducked the camera. Oh, that was nicely done by Sasha. It's like, oh, it's a TV camera. I'm going this way. Thank you.
Total Divas, run!
Hey, it's Lillian. And she's concerned about Paige. And Lillian drops the bombshell. She's already moving in with Del Rio.
He's married. He's married, y'all. He's married. That's going to be really awkward with his wife. Basically, everybody is really super concerned about Paige. They think Paige has lost her mind, which could be a thing. I don't know. It's a wait-and-see sort of deal, because we are going to get the confrontation between Renee and Paige here shortly. But Renee is essentially upset because she thought she's better friends with Paige. She's just finding out about Del Rio and that they're moving in together and they're doing all these things, and Paige is not returning her texts. And she, to be fair, she's not returning anybody's. It's not just Renee's, but she's not responding to anybody. So basically, she's pulling away from all her friends, from her coworkers. She's isolating herself away from them, which is a very worrying sign. She's missing work. Again, a very worrying sign.
On the last episode of the Rack Extra Total Divas, episode 3, for those keeping track, it was pointed out, Paige had a plan for dating. She wanted a lot of fuck buddies, basically. Pardon my French. Well, that completely changed one episode later.
Well, we don't know how much time has elapsed, but yeah, it's kind of interesting how she was just sort of looking to get out on the scene and just date people and have really casual relationships, and now she's suddenly madly in love with Alberto Del Rio. They're moving in together, and it's just, you sit here and you go, huh? What?
Right.
It's like, wait, how do we go from zero to moving in together in the span of an episode?
They went from zero to 60 in 5 seconds.
Because I swear it can't be that much time that's passed. I wouldn't say it's any more than a few weeks to a month, max.
Yeah.
After the last episode, but we could be wrong. I mean, it could have been, this has been developing over several months, but it's like, again, given the situation that we are aware of, thanks to other news outlets and having covered the story since it broke before this season ever aired, he's married with children. They're moving in together. Where the hell are they moving into? Her place? Because she has a house in either Tampa or Orlando, so did he move in with her?
No, she moved in Dallas, or San Antonio, rather. San Antonio.
So where is his wife?
Mexico.
Aha! Got it.
I believe that's the situation. We're back with Paige and catering.
And she's getting mashed potatoes and chicken or turkey.
There's an Apollo cruise.
I think that was Rusev. She says she hasn't eaten all day.
She just didn't want to take her flight on Sunday.
So she skipped out on work to go to San Antonio.
So then they're now making a plan to get some coffee with one another. To have a conversation. To converse. She's filling up on the mashed potatoes.
She's carb loading.
I wonder why. We're at a winery with Nikki's boobs.
I mean, she looks super, super cute. But again, it's just like, bam. Which isn't surprising, because, you know, she's very proud of her girls. She paid very good money for her girls. She has every right to show them off. It's just, for conservative me, that's a lot of boobage. That's a lot of boobage. And now Nikki's dropping the bomb on Brian. She's asking if he'll help her with her comeback.
And Brie overheard and is like, can we shut this down now?
He's communing with a goat. Daniel Bryan is communicating
with a goat. Yeah. He's bonding with the goat.
They're taking the goat home. I can feel it. That goat is going in the back of the fit.
Bree's like, when I make my comeback, you know what my finisher is? The Rack Attack.
She's coming back?
When she makes her comeback. If she ever does. We're in Wichita, Kansas, and Eva is showing up. But I thought she was off TV. Hey, it's Lana.
We're arriving.
She's at TV because, you know, she's not going to sit at home.
She's not there. They don't have anything for her. She's not going to be on TV, but she's there to be there. So she doesn't want to sit at home. And
so I think she flew. I think she flew herself there.
She probably did. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She flew in herself, and here is the road dog. We're going to commend her for flying out here.
She's come up with an idea. She's got a pitch. She gives it to him. He said he's going to read it. If he likes it, he'll run it up the flagpole. If not...
She came up with an entrance.
Okay. It's a start. Not going to judge. And here we go. We are with Renee and Paige. We have our coffee. We're in the park. It's really nice. It's scenic. They're purposely outside an arena so they can have the conversation. And, you know, basically she poses the question, what the hell's going on?
Renee is playing investigative journalist right now.
She's basically staging a one-person intervention right now.
Yeah, she is. She apparently had a mental break.
She's ready to quit. She's ready to go home. She cracked under the pressure.
Renee is expressing concern.
And Paige is reacting badly. And it's just gone completely all to hell. That was littering, Paige.
Paige is like, these girls don't know my situation. They don't deserve to know my situation.
Basically, we're seeing the implosion that...
we've all sort of followed along with for the last few months.
Yeah, that we've heard about, we've read about, and, you know, okay. So Paige is lonely. Paige is kind of stressing about her life. She's stressing about, she's reached that point where it's, okay, I'm set, I have a good job, I have, you know, everything I could possibly want, except, you know, for the love life situation, she questions what she's doing with her life, where she's going with her life, and really what she wants with her life. And she's cracking under the pressure that she's being put under, because if you think about it, you know, she was the staple of the women's division after AJ left, and before really the Divas Revolution started. Paige sort of held it down. She's one of the stars of Total Divas, so she's exceptionally busy shooting that. So she doesn't get a lot of time to herself. And there's a lot of pressure on her, I'm sure, to perform and show up and be the best that she can be. Because you always have to be on when you're in her situation. And some people can handle it and some people can't. And obviously Paige had a moment where she couldn't handle it anymore and she cracked. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that. We all have those moments.
It's a very real moment. It's a scary moment. We sort of saw it with Daniel Bryan, too.
Yeah, where it's just everything just sort of overwhelms you and you get sucked in under it. And it happens. And especially for her, she's thousands of miles away from her family. You know, her mom and her dad and her siblings, they're all in the United Kingdom. She's in the U.S. You know, they're six, eight hours ahead of her, something like that. So if something does happen to her, she has to wait to call them and talk to them about it.
Right.
Kind of thing. And it's like, that's not the best situation to be in. We know that her relationship with the last boyfriend, Bradley, I think that was his name. Was that his name, Bradley?
There was a Bradley at some point. No, wait, it was Kevin. Wasn't it
Kevin?
Kevin.
It was Kevin. I can't keep them straight. Kevin. You know, her relationship with Kevin ended badly.
To be fair, they both looked like.
Oh, yeah. Kevin was a Bradley knockoff, to be sure. But Kevin was very nice. But the relationship with Kevin ended badly. She was engaged. She didn't want to be engaged. She moved out of his place, moved into her own. And she's just had a hard time lately, emotionally. And I think it's something she never took the time to really deal with anything concerning Kevin. And I don't think she ever really takes the time to face anything. That's the thing. Like, if we notice this with her, she usually just blows up and walks away from it. And that's it.
So Renee is now struggling bringing both her luggage and Paige's luggage into the arena because Paige just walked off. Renee feels very upset about what, you know, having the conversation. And she doesn't like to start the drama.
But she tried to do the right thing as a friend, and that's all you really can do. She tried to have the conversation with Paige. It got heated, and sometimes that happens. Basically, she got a match.
Apparently, they extremely liked her idea, and they're going to give her a match when she wasn't booked for TV tonight.
And Eve is all excited. She's like, yay, now we're out on a hike.
Oh, God, Daniel Bryan has a fanny pack.
And a water bottle.
Brian is now photographer Brian, taking her Instagram, you know, Nikki's Instagram photo. Brian's like, come on. Brian is trying. They were doing, if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound?
They've reached that level of conversation, because Nikki's like, I can't talk to you about anything, so I'm just going to talk about this. And now we have Renee talking to the makeup lady with Lana there.
Corrado needs to talk to Paige, and Paige isn't there.
She's not there.
So we're back in Aberdeen.
Looks like we're going to lunch. We're on a lake. We're having a nice lunch.
Do hummingbirds ever sleep?
Poor Nikki. She's really trying. She's trying so hard. And it's just like her legs are being cut off, you know?
She wants to bring up WWE and says, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Brian's like, why?
And Nikki leaves. Cause she's going
to drink her wine outside. Bree's saying, I was trying to protect you. Brian says it's crazy, and Bruce's like, no, it's not.
Oh, dear, somebody's going to be in trouble. Okay. All right. So we have more on the Bree, Brian, Nikki situation. God bless them. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
It's like they need their own show for all their drama.
I know. They need a spinoff, damn it. Oh, wait. Right. They do. They have one.
Total Bellas.
Total Bellas. Season 2 coming soon. Ding!
And we talked about, I think, season 1, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think we did. I think there was a season 1, and yeah, we did talk about it, and yeah. Did we interview them, too?
Yeah, we did. We did.
We totally interviewed the Bella Twins. Totally interviewed them. CreateTheShow.com.
Yeah, or you can get on YouTube, youtube.com/RockRadioShow.
Because, you know, we are shameless shills. All right. Bree. God love Bree. She's trying to be a really good wife. She's trying to look after Brian, make sure that, you know, he comes out of this and he recovers, because she's worried about him. And she knows that right now wrestling is a trigger for him. So, you know, as a favor, she asks her sister not to discuss wrestling with Brian, probably knowing that Nikki's one of Nikki's main reasons for coming there, you know, or knowing, because Nikki told her, is to talk about wrestling with Brian.
So right there, her legs were cut out.
So
we're talking about, does a tree make a sound in a forest? And hummingbirds, because Bree put a kibosh on the wrestling.
Well, it's like, instead of telling her sister, well, hey, instead of wrestling, why don't you talk about this? Or why don't you talk about this? Or starting a conversation where they both might have something in common.
Apparently, Nikki and Brian don't have a lot in common. Just going out on that limb right now, on that branch made of olive.
The literal tree.
The literal tree, yeah.
I'm sure they have a lot more in common than we realize, but obviously wrestling is one of the main interests, because that's how they connected. That's how they met each other. So,
all right,
we're back.
We're back. Brian has a legitimate interest in her comeback.
He wants to help.
He's going to talk. She thought everything that happened in Florida, what happened in Florida was, you know, her fault and his breakdown and everything. Brian's like, she's coming from a good place.
He wants her to do well. He cares about her comeback. And now he's like, come back inside.
He's like, I'm not taking a selfie.
She's like, take the selfie.
He's going to take a picture in the gorilla for her.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch. Now he's teaching her how to pronounce it.
We're back in Wichita. For
family bonding time.
For family bonding time. It's Eva Marie versus Natty. Oh, so this was before she got the big over-the-top entrance. This was the first announcer just doing it before, it did, you know, the draft and everything.
Yeah, the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be like Main Event or Superstars.
No, it's SmackDown.
I don't remember this from SmackDown.
Might have been a dark match.
Yeah, it may have been a dark match.
Yeah, because they weren't going to put this on air, so it was a dark match.
I was going to say, because I don't remember this at all.
No, it was a dark match. Hey, look, Paige showed up to work. Someone goes, show when you want to.
That would be Chimmel. He was giving her crap.
Uh-huh. Paige's like, I don't want anyone to worry about me. He's like, you're paid to be here.
And then we're getting the Royals preview, because, you know, the Royals is awesome. We have to pause for the Royals, because, yes.
It's all about the Royals. We're obsessed.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. Only on E! Ding! If you want to sponsor this show, E, we are very happy to, you know, have you sponsor this show. Just saying. We will totally, totally plug your stuff. Anyway, so Brian and Nicole make up. Yay
for that.
And again, Bree is coming from a good place. She means well.
Brian even mentioned that.
But, you know, again, it's like she cut Nicole's legs off and she did nothing to help her. Instead of, you know, again, it's like they're all sitting there awkwardly, you know, walking around. It's like, well, why not bring up stuff they can talk about together?
That would be the smart thing to do.
Or just say, hey, are you cool talking a little wrestling with Nicole? Or Nicole wants to talk wrestling, are you cool with that?
Right, be the mediator, and then, you know, you go from there.
Yeah, don't just say, no, you can't do this, because then it's like, well, what the hell are they supposed to talk about? Mm-hmm. The weather?
Right.
Falling trees?
Right.
Selfies? I mean, it's just, it's like, you're not helping, I don't think you're helping the situation by isolating him. Like, I understand she wants him to get better, and she's trying to be protective, and her heart is in the right place. But you also should probably check with him and make sure that's what he wants.
That would have been a good start.
Because at some point, you do have to get up and dust yourself off and move forward. And he's obviously come through the worst of it. You know, he's not ready to go back full-time to wrestling, but, you know, Nicole has come to him for advice, and being the person that Brian is, he wants to give it to her. Which I still think is incredibly interesting that Nikki is going to Brian instead of Cena, you know?
It's very interesting.
And maybe she went to Cena first, and he gave her advice, and she decided, hey, I'm going to talk to Brian too. We don't know the situation. I just find it really interesting that for all the resources Nikki Bella has at her fingertips, excluding Dan O'Brien, that she went directly to Brian. So that demonstrates the faith that she has in Brian as a performer. That's how much she looks up to him, that it's like, you know, everything that she has available to her in Florida, and she goes to Washington to see Brian.
Brian is one of the greatest of all time. He's his great psychology, so
I think that's a huge compliment to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
As we're back from break, oh, hey, look, it's Sami Zayn. I didn't see him the first time. She's late because she needed some personal time, and now she's getting ripped from Carano.
She doesn't feel like anyone gives a shit about her, and he's like, bullshit.
And basically, Carano's like, you know, we do care. We do love you. Whatever you need, we're happy to help you. We're happy to give you whatever you need. But she's got to work with him. You know, he's trying to look out for her. He's trying to protect her. He's trying to do everything for her. But, you know, she's got to work with him. She's got to tell him what she needs. They can't stand there and be like, you don't read her mind. So they're going to work it out. But yeah, definitely an awkward situation.
The interesting was the camera's caught her and it's like, don't film this. There's mirrors there, so he won't be able to get the Bellas' attention. We're back with Brian and the Bellas.
And now he's giving Nikki wrestling tips on Brie. He's getting handsy with Brie! And now Brie's seeing the error of her ways. She's like, is she seeing how happy it makes Brian? And she's like, yeah, okay, I kind of screwed that up.
Screwed the pooch on that one.
And then he accidentally throws his wife.
At least she knows how to fall.
On hardwood. Mm-hmm. Or on fake hardwood. You know, he's teaching Nikki a bunch of new moves and how to kind of use them and implement them. And it's firing her up. It's getting her excited. And she's doing yes points. She's like, yes!
Can we get a gif of that? Just doing yes? Yes.
Oh, I'm sure it's already out there somewhere.
Probably.
It's probably out there 5 minutes after it happened. Tumblr's really efficient.
I know.
We're back in Wichita because, oh, this is happening in Wichita. And now it's like, oh shit, there's Paige. And Renee's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I can't walk into her room without passing her. This is a really awkward SmackDown. It's really super awkward SmackDown.
Yeah, it is.
And I keep trying to spot Bray, and I realize this is when Bray was probably hurt. Those horrid, awful...
No, he...
Yeah, think about it.
No,
it
could... No.
This is when he hurt his calf.
This was Money in the Bank week.
Is this Money in the Bank week? Was he back? I don't think... Was he?
No, he came back the night after Money in the Bank. Because they built a battleground. So, yeah, he was not there.
He wasn't there, yeah.
So he would be in the next week's shows.
Yeah, it's that horrible, awful 6 weeks or whatever it was that he was hurt. We don't talk about that at all.
This was when we went, is he ready? Is he coming back? He should be back, right? Is he back? Is he back? Where's Brian? Is he back? Is he back yet? Is he on the show yet? Why is he on the show? Oh my god, I want Booba. Where is Booba? Where is he? Where is he? I thought he was clear. Why isn't he here? I thought
literally, for 6 weeks. For 6 weeks. That's what he heard. For 6 weeks. Where the hell is Bray?
Where the hell is Bray? Is he there? Oh my god. They said he was backstage at TV. Why wasn't he on TV? They're waiting to debut him. But I want him back on my TV right now. This is what I want. That's what I need. I need Booboo. Can I have Booboo?
I needed Booboo!
Where is
Booboo? I needed my Booboo!
I understand this, but this is what the conversations were every single day. Bray, where's Bray? Is Bray coming back this week? Maybe. I don't know.
Left me, okay? Taker went home, got his wife pregnant, and left me. I have attached myself to Bray Wyatt, y'all. Because we really don't have anything to discuss, so we're just going to bullshit. We'll talk about all of it once we have all of it. But
no, that's legit. This is a behind-the-scenes conversation. This is what legitimate happens in our conversations. So you're getting a real inside scoop and all that, because this is what we talk about. Because, you know...
I whine a lot. I whine about Bray Wyatt a lot. Because, again, Taker left me. He just went home, and he doesn't show up but, like, a handful of times a year. Kane, again, he's a little more consistent, but he's kind of cutting back. All I have is Bray Wyatt.
And that 8-week period where Bray Wyatt was like, I'm not going to be here. Sorry.
And Harper was hurt.
And Rowan and Strowman were on Main Event.
They were off TV. Yeah, I mean, this was a horrid time for me. This is just, like, not okay.
She was not having any of it, so, yeah. Anyway, it's interesting to know with the whole thing with Paige that, she's really having a meltdown, and she needs to realize that, maybe she should, check herself before she wrecks it. The interesting thing was in it that she, in their plan, she could be retired by 31. As we're back, avoiding Paige. But that was the key line. If you let us do this, you'd be retired by 31 and you'd be set for life.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that whole conversation after we get this, because we're coming up, I think, on the end of the episode, so it's like, let's get...
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that key point out there, is Renee and Lana are having their conversation. Renee's realized she can't control Paige. I think that's been a theme of the entire time since she's been on there.
I think that's going to be the theme of the season, honestly.
It's been the entire theme since she's been on the show. No one can control Paige. Everyone's tried. Natty's tried. Everyone's tried. Renee's like, I hate fighting with you. She's like, I was trying to be a good friend. Paige is like, She's very insecure right now in her position. Paige understood where she was coming from.
She's really in a very insecure, bad place right now. And that shows. You know, it's her confidence has very clearly been shaken by something. It could be just all the choices that are going on right now, all the upheaval in her life. And, you know, when you hear people talking about your relationship and spreading rumors and spreading lies, you know, that doesn't help things.
Paige is like, Renee's one of our real friends.
That's a shot.
Oh, we're wedding planning with Lana and Rusev. Oh, God, we're in their bedroom. Oh, God. Oh, Dean's here.
Are we at Dean's house? Is that Dean and Renee? Oh, my God, I think we're at Dean Ambrose's house. I swear to God, Dan O'Brien's bar would not have that much liquor. Did you see how much liquor was on that bar?
Uh-huh.
We're going to Dean and Renee's, y'all. We are going to Dean and Renee's. Yes!
And apparently someone's trying to break into Miz and Marissa's house. So, that's where we're at for next week.
Yay.
So, let's talk about Paige. She's on a downward spiral. It's very clear, evident. The company, despite what she wants to portray, is very supportive of her. Maybe not of her choices, but they're very supportive of her.
Yeah, I mean, the story that you get about Paige is that WWE is trying to pressure her into doing things that she doesn't want to do. That they're not caring about her. It's like for her neck. They told her she didn't need surgery, and she's saying she did, that they're trying to get her to wrestle hurt, all these different stories that are coming out. And you have to take all of this with a grain of salt. Everything that you read on the internet, everything that you see on Total Divas, you'll have to take it with a grain of salt because, again, you don't know what's true, you don't know what's been staged for TV, but at least in this instance, there is a private conversation held between Mark Carano and Paige, semi-private, because they recorded some of it, where basically we are concerned. We are worried about you. You know, it's like she called him. She said, hey, I need personal space. He gave her the personal space, but she never got on the plane to go to Tulsa. They let that go. Now she's showing up late to TV, and it's, you know, we respect that you're having a really difficult time. We want to help you. You need to tell us how to help you, but at the same time, you are paid to be here. You're paid to do a job. It's like any other job that you have. You know, it's like, if you call, like, say you just have a really bad day, and you're really pissed off, or you're really upset, and you need space. So you call your boss up, and you say, hey, I'm not feeling good today, I'm not going to come in. Boss is like, great, fine, feel better later, or, you know, what have you. And so, you take the day off. And you call up in the next day, hey, I'm still not feeling good. Okay, take the day off. And then it's like, you know, the third day, essentially, you don't call and you show up halfway in and your boss is like, what the hell, where you been? It's, they'll give you the space, but at the same time, you're there to do a job. They're paying you to do a job. The fact, and in Paige's case, she's under a contract. So she's being paid literally to be there. It's not like she goes in, she clocks in, and she goes to work like the rest of us. It's, or most of us, I shouldn't say the rest of us, but most of us. You know, for, in her instance, it's essentially she has a salary job. Her check comes regardless, but they're paying her to be there whether she's on TV or not. Because that was her excuse was, well, I'm not even on TV. Well, how do you know? How do you know the plans didn't change? They rewrite the script all the time. They could easily put you on TV. Unless there's some other underlying reason why you're not going to be on TV. So it's like you know what time you have to be there. You know what time you should be there. And if you're going to be late, you need to call. Because that's the thing. She didn't even call and say, hey, I'm not coming. Or, hey, I'm going to be late. Is she just showed up late. And that's what they were pissed about is it's like, we want to help you. She's not really communicating how she wants the help, too. Other than she wants space. Because she's like, well, you know, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me here. And that seems like, you know, the exact opposite. It's like, yeah, girls are going to be girls and guys are going to be guys. And they're going to talk shit about you behind your back. Well, what when people are leading a conversation with, I'm concerned about Paige, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that's not an indication that people aren't worried about you. It's an indication that people are worried, you know?
Oh yeah, I'm nodding along. You're on track.
And you know, she's obviously at a very fragile point in her life. She's had a lot of upheaval, as we mentioned. You know, she had the engagement fall through. She's been in the United States since she was like 19, and whatever, you know, or 17, however the hell young she was. She's been here a long time, and she's been away from her family a long time, and so it's like she doesn't necessarily get to go back and see her family much. It's not, and, you know, this is true for all the wrestlers, but it's like, for the majority of the wrestlers, their families are in the United States. For the ones that are international, it's really difficult for them to see their families. They don't get to go back a lot. And for someone at Paige's age, which, let's be real, in your 20s, it can be pretty awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your situation, you're still trying to find yourself. You're still trying to figure out who the hell you are. And that's what she's trying to do and do everything else that she's doing. And it's just, it's all caving in on her. Because here she thought she had her life together, she had everything good to go, and then it just all collapses. And now on top of it, she believes she's found the love of her life and everybody is judging her for it. Which, I will own up to that. But I own up to it simply because, again, he's married. It's like, if they want to get married and they want to have 20 kids together and they want to be happy, great, do the thing. Do the damn thing and be happy. I'm not judging that. It's just, can you wait till he's not married anymore to do that?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Just for awkwardness sake. Just for the fact that his wife can make your life suck a hell of a lot more than it already does.
Yeah.
Just saying. But we're not going to get into that here. But yeah, I mean, basically what we're seeing is we are seeing the start of the downward spiral with Paige. And what is leading to an ultimate rift with Paige.
Yeah, that's sort of the direction we're headed, yeah.
That's where this is going. So I'd like to say that this has a happy ending, but as of now, I don't think it does, you know?
We'll see.
We'll see. So, but yeah, good episode. We are going to get drunk with the Ambroses next week. I can't wait.
Wait, did you just call them the Ambroses?
They're the Ambroses.
Danae is now Ambroses?
It's plural. They live together. Danae. I like Ambroses better than Danae. I'm going to be real. But also, we didn't talk about it, but drunk paddleboard yoga, what the hell? What the hell? Or I should say, no, hungover. Because she had to be like, he's hungover.
So what can we do to ease that?
And he's just like, thanks.
By the way, Dean Ambrose hungover. Shock face.
Surprisingly, hungover Dean is the same as, like, every other Dean.
Dean Ambrose being hungover is like Nikki Bella showing off her boobs. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
You just expect it every time.
Yeah, but everybody seems to be on solid footing for the time being. Next week, again, we're with the Ambroses. We're going to start seeing the planning of Lana and Rusev's wedding. Lana utters the famous last words, "It doesn't matter what your mother wants. It always matters what the groom and the bride's mother wants," because it's, you know, they make it into their wedding every time. So, good luck with that, Lana. Good luck with that.
And remember, they're planning two weddings.
Yes, they're planning the United States wedding and they're planning the Bulgarian wedding. And in the U.S. wedding, we get a Harper, I think.
He's at it.
He's there. He attends the wedding.
Doesn't make TV.
Oh god, I want to see Luke Harper make TV. I want to see Luke Harper on Total Divas so bad. Bray will be so jealous. Unless Bray was there, which I don't think he was. I think he was working that weekend. Because, of course, it all comes back to the Wyatts. That's just how I roll.
That's just how you roll?
That's just how I roll. But I think we roll on out of here. What do you think?
That's a good idea.
So, that does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 4. We will be back next week with Episode 5. But till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we'll see you next week. Bye!